Hi, this is Phil Proctor, the voice of Leonard Meltzner. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, editor of Plugged In magazine.
We're your hosts for this March 5th, 2008 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Coming up, we have an interview with Phil Proctor, the voice of Eugene's father, Leonard.
You know, Phil's been a voice in dozens of movies, including Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., Treasure Planet, Tarzan, and a whole bunch more.
That's right. But before we talk to Phil, here's the latest news.
Adventures in Odyssey album number 49 is now available. The Sky's the Limit features all new episodes that aired this past fall, including A New Era, Wooing Wooten, and The Highest Stakes.
It also includes a few bonus features, like an alternate ending to Life in the Third Person. Hey, Jess, did you know that this was supposed to be Mandy's last episode?
No, why was that?
Well, originally, the last scene had her family moving away.
Well, that was a close one. I'm sure glad Mandy's family didn't leave Odyssey, but it sounds like there's a lot more to that story.
You can find out more about Album 49 on our website. And now, let's talk with Phil Proctor.
Hey, Phil, are you there?
Yes, mahalo. I am here on the beautiful Hawaiian island of Maui, enjoying a little vacation and having a great time.
Can you tell us a little bit about the audition you had for Odyssey? Did they give you any direction to find the inner Leonard inside of you?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think the inner Leonard turned out to be an English accent. My question was, is he American? Because I knew that he was Eugene's dad.
Right.
Is he American or is he English? There was some confusion about that. And they said, oh, no, he's English. So I started speaking with an English accent, and I found the character with an English accent, which gave him a certain kind of a very different background from that which Eugene would have. And the other funny thing was that I actually got to audition with Will Ryan, who has played Eugene for these many years.
Right.
And he's a pal of mine. And the funny thing was that Will and I, at that time, looked very much alike. Okay? So people would sometimes mistaken him for me and me for him. And that's how we became pals, because we like looking at one another. No, we became pals because, you know, we were on the same circuit. We admired one another's talents. And we've been able to maintain a friendship for many, many, many years. But this was the first time that I had an opportunity to audition with Will, and now, of course, the great joy of being able to work with him.
With you and Will looking so much alike, does he ever tease you that you are his dad?
Well, actually, yes, he does. And, of course, he plays a very mean ukulele.
That's true.
And I play a rather angry violin. But we both have musical abilities. We both have linguistic abilities. Maybe we are distantly related. I don't know.
You know, a lot of our young listeners, they want to go into show business. They want to be an actor.
Sure.
So what advice would you give them? I'm sure Yale Drama School doesn't hurt.
I guess the first piece of advice is, if you have a natural talent of any sort or an instinct to want to perform or to want to paint or to want to do anything artistic or to play a musical instrument, by all means, do it. And get your folks to encourage you in any way that they can and to participate. And if they can't, then you do it for them or for yourself or for your friends. But by all means, express your talent. It's so much fun, and you will get such great rewards from doing it. And you will realize that if you have a talent and you nurture that talent and you develop that talent and you believe in that talent, there's really nothing that can stop you except your own ambitions. If you have a talent, love the talent, embrace the talent, and let it grow and nurture it and play with it. And then if you want to do something spectacular with it or go into show business, may God bless you in your pursuit.
Now, do you have a favorite episode of Odyssey that you've worked on so far?
Yeah, you know, when I think back on the twisted tale of Leonard Meltzner, who really, I mean, one of the things that attracted me to the role and one of the reasons I was so happy to be cast in it was that it's such an interesting story that is told about this man and his fragmented family and all of the loss and despair challenges that he had to face. Going from a small town to being enslaved in Africa. And I remember there was one episode, the one in which I got to play a young Leonard and the present-day Leonard, okay? And I think in between, there might even have been Leonard in Africa. See, because Leonard has these different phases in his life. He was the young archaeologist married with a young wife in town, and then the father of Eugene. And then he was the enslaved Leonard under the evil Chuck McCann's sway in Africa. And then he's the man who returns from this incredible journey and finds Christ by example through the watching the actions of his son, mm-hmm. who has grown up in isolation from him. I mean, what an amazing story! So yeah. he has to not only reconnect with his son, but he has to come to grips with the fact that his experiences have alienated him pretty much from a spiritual life, and he has to recognize, he's cynical about it, and he has to recognize by watching his son's actions and seeing the purity of his heart and seeing the purity of his actions spiritually, he has to come to an understanding that this is indeed a part of life he has missed out on and that he wants to join into. So that's a long way of saying that it is that journey that this character was given and that I was given to play that I find the most interesting. And any episodes that involved going back and forth in time were the ones that I had the most fun with. I hope I haven't gone on too long.
No,
but
thank you, Phil. God bless. That's great.
Well, God bless you all, too. And I look forward to some more adventures in Odyssey.
If you want to hear some of Leonard's adventures, be sure to check out album 49, The Sky's the Limit. Listening to this album is also a great way to catch up for the new season. You can find out more details on our website.
You know, by the way, speaking of the new season, this weekend's episode is called Suspicious Finds. Let's hear a preview.
Here we go.
What does this mean? Is it a contest?
And if so, how do you determine which town wins?
Yeah.
Well, it's a two-step process. We'll send an inspector here to make sure the town fits our criteria for the best small town.
No problem.
And who is this inspector?
I can't tell you that for obvious reasons.
Oh, of course.
Now, in the next few weeks, we'll evaluate all of the entries and name two towns as finalists. Then, sometime after that, the winning town will be chosen after a personal visit by the judges.
Whoa, I don't know what to say except thank you.
No, thank you, Miss Kendall. You alerted us to a charming little town that we might have otherwise missed. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have an appointment with your mayor. Bye for now.
Oh, so long, Mr. Browning.
Wow. Odyssey's going to be the best small town in America!
No. Don't get ahead of yourself, Miss Kendall. We haven't even been declared a finalist yet.
Ah, but we will be. This is the opportunity of a lifetime, Eugene, and I don't want to miss it.
I'll definitely be listening on March 8th. Check out more details on the website. That's witsend.org/podcast. witsend.org/podcast.
Thanks for joining us on the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation to focus on the family.
I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day's an adventure.